work for pros. With everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases, plus through October 31st, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or online at lowesforpros.com. Putting money back in your pocket. Just one more reason Lowe's is the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Helping you study for SAT Math Day.
Testing from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling a congressional committee today that some states are seeing a disturbing increase in coronavirus infections.
That looks like it's a combination, but one of the things is an increase in community spread.
Nearly two dozen states are seeing a rise in COVID-19 cases. The virus is now blamed for more than 120,000 U.S. deaths.
The House Judiciary
Committee is expected to subpoena Attorney General William Barr as it investigates why U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman was fired.
Berman had been investigating several of President Trump's advisors and associates, including his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump today saying he'll use his executive powers to increase penalties for those damaging or destroying statues or monuments on federal property as demonstrations over racial injustice continue. America is listening to Fox News.
The bingo hall and the plasma donation place both still ain't open, so I had to think up another way to generate some more cash. So I opened up my first Airbnb. It ain't 100% legal, but it's 100% cute. You see, there's a trailer down the road from me, and the family that lives in it, they want a trip to the Molson factory in Toronto on a lottery scratch-off. But now, with coronavirus, they ain't allowed to come back. So, I've just been renting out their trailer to strangers on the internet for extra menthol money. Just one guess so far. Some guy did 15 years in the pen. He's on some list, can't have a fixed address. But anyway, he left me a real nice Airbnb review. He said it was like the presidential suite at some super fancy hotel like the La Quinta. He loved all little touches like Glade plugins to cover up the litter box smell and how I left cigarettes on the pillows at night. Okay, I gotta go. I got a new guest checking in at 3, and I want to make sure the Roach Motels are fresh.
Hey, we're being listened to in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, one of the beautiful spots in the world. Actually, at Blowing Rock, the myth that goes with the princess, it's kind of like a Pocahontas story where she was denied her lover, but the wind is really strong there, and when she attempted to leap to her death in heartbreak, it blew her back. And she was saved, and I don't know if they lived in sin or got married or what, but...
Very touching.
It is. It's yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe I've been there. I don't know. You know, we have a daughter in North Carolina, and we go up quite often. Well, we haven't been.
I will have one up there in July.
Really?
So I'm hoping to get away for a few days.
Where is she going?
Blowing Rock.
Oh, she's going to Blowing Rock.
That's where, that's where mom and stepdad...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
...have a modest home on the side of a mountain.
Oh, I've seen a lot of modest homes on the sides of mountains up there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and honestly, I don't begrudge that one bit. You know,
yeah.
He's earned it. It really is a beautiful place. The place they sold to buy that one was terrific, and if I had had the money, I would have bought that one and had a rental. But blueberries,
yes.
God.
People are bringing him food today.
Yes.
I noticed that.
Wonderful.
What time is my foot washer supposed to arrive?
I occasionally got baked goods when I was doing radio. And, of course, you can't trust disc jockeys. I mean, this lady brought me the most beautiful chocolate cake. I put it in the refrigerator, and I came in the next morning. I forgot to take it home.
Nothing.
And
more.
Somebody had taken their hand and, like, just took out a handful. You could see where they just reached and got... Who would do that?
It wasn't me, Larry.
I know who it was. He's down in Dothan now.
Oh, down in Dothan. I was going to say, you know, you just heard Menthol Meredith there. She comments every Tuesday. I think Rusty has a poster of her over his bed.
Oh, does he?
I'm just kind of adding two and two there.
Rusty.
Yeah. Nothing to be proud of. I've got to get that line from the first Vacation movie where Clark launches the car, you know, 150 feet, and he's sitting there, and Rusty's having his first beer, and he's trying to take responsibility for the driving mistake, and he said, it's nothing to be proud of, Rusty. I need that clip, that drop, so I can use it on Mr. Aldrich.
Yeah.
Who I love and adore. He is a great radio guy.
He's a good guy, I tell you. He's a he and I became friends years ago, and he's one of my best friends, and I always enjoyed. He was a hoot to work with. I mean, you couldn't show up. I don't care.
He still is.
I know. We'd show up in the morning to get ready for the show, and all of us could be in a halfway bad mood, but by 6 o'clock, we were in the best mood, largely because of Rusty. You know, Rusty has a way of telling a story.
Yeah.
And you know that it's embellished, you know, a little bit. But it's so funny that you can't help but laugh and enjoy.
I think it changed his last name from Aldrich to Aesop. That would be a good fit.
He's a great guy.
Absolutely. It is 4:08 with all the stuff going on. First of all,
got to get the bread and milk.
We've already had our first couple of stories.
Got to get the bread and milk.
And then the coronavirus.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap.
And the murder hornets. And now we have the largest dust storm in 50 years. I have it here. I should put that on Facebook, right?
Are you talking about the Sahara dust storm? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that's suppressing all the storms out in formation of the big storms right
actually,
now.
Actually, I kind of wish it would continue to do that because the last thing we need in this country is another hurricane or some disaster.
They'll blame it on Trump. I mean, it's obviously
his
fault.
Absolutely. Yeah. It'll have something to do with him and yada, yada. By the way, when the... and now some are saying that AOC had nothing to do with the suppressed attendance at the rally. It was more of a BLM effort to stifle that. And they were intimidating people in Tulsa. So there was legitimate reason, if you were going or planning on going to that rally, to be a little bit apprehensive about going, even though the mayor of Tulsa had the guard out and security in place. So, but when you add up, he got Fox News, the highest audience they've ever had on a Saturday night, seven plus million people, over 6.5 watching on various internet platforms. So you had basically the equivalent of a number one primetime TV show. Plus the people that were there.
Do you think that there's a group of people out there, I mean, just folks that go and do their job every day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they attend church services, they take care of their family, they do the things they should do, that they are seething right now? And
yes.
I mean, these people that are doing this, you know, and I was looking at, you know, our rights to protest, and, you know, it says to assemble peaceably.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing peaceful about this.
Chris Cuomo, moron, extraordinaire on CNN, says, I don't see where it's written that they have to be polite. Hey, moron, it says in that amendment guaranteeing the right to peacefully assemble. And when you throw the first rock or you spray paint the first statue or destroy something, you are not being a peaceable protester.
But it's gone from you know, statues that maybe they find a little objectionable, a Confederate, soldier or somebody who was in the Civil War on the South side, you know, they started out looking at those kind of things, and now they've gone on. I mean, they're tearing down statues of Christ.
Sean King wants to only the white statues of Jesus. I didn't even know there was a difference.
And churches, he wants to do churches.
Stained glass
churches.
Windows, break
stained
a few
glass
of those.
Windows.
Yeah. So we don't have the right in our faith to be able to
Larry,
display that if we want to.
If I have pontificated on one subject in this chair over almost the whole time I've been here, it's been obvious to me, I sit here and I live in this news universe every day, and I'd love to get out of it and do more light stuff here in the afternoon. But that would be abrogating my responsibility. But I've been saying to my Christian friends, you need to recognize what's going on here. And if this guy King manages to convince people to start destroying churches, the media, most of it anyway, is they're going to cheer him on.
Mm-hmm.
They want this. I really think of all the potential causes for all this insane violence is a lack of God.
Oh, I agree
with
you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and the anger that they can't have because they're too lazy to spend some time like I did to build that relationship. You come accepting with, you know, life ain't perfect. You got to learn how to roll with it.
You know, one of the things that about the Christian faith, or faith in general, starting even, you know, back with God's chosen people all the way up through the birth of Christ and all the way through, nothing was ever whitewashed in the Judeo-Christian faith. I mean, there's some bad warts out there. There's some people that did terrible things, and they were not hidden because people are not perfect. Only God is perfect. We're not perfect, and there are people who are going to do things wrong. I don't know of any nation that probably does not have things in their past that they're not proud of.
Of course
we're not proud of slavery. It was horrible. I don't think one person should ever own another person.
Yeah.
Because it still goes on in some parts of the world.
It's out there, yes. But it's not right. But to go back and try to erase everything about if you don't know about your past, how will you know not to make those mistakes when you go into the future?
Yeah.
What about the kids of today if they never know? If everything is erased and they're never taught, how will they ever know?
I think we've had actually allowed, and I think all of us have to bear some responsibility, that we have allowed our education system to become indoctrination centers.
Wasn't it Khrushchev said, we'll defeat you?
From within.
From within, and we'll do it through your schools.
And we are seeing the fruits of that effort.
It's happening. It started with a bunch of hippies from the 60s, my generation, the Bernie Sanders and that crowd. And it's now filtered down. What they couldn't do, they went to college and they've done it with our kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
It's absolutely sickening. The people that are wreaking all this havoc, they wouldn't be doing that if they were encouraged to have a passion in life for something that would reward them with money to live a good life, to help other people. You know, what they were taught is America sucks. It's a racist nation, and on and on and on. That's all they've heard during, you know, their education. Well, I got a little taste of that in college, and I've told this story before. I'll tell it quickly. I'm in a speech and theater class, and one of the productive things we did in that class, one of our assignments was to watch the debut show of All in the Family, because it was going to be a game changer for TV. And that was a brilliant lesson. But one day, the same professor, his name was Sandy, I don't remember his last name, comes in and for 45 minutes explains why Ralph Nader would make a great president.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went home and I started talking to my dad, I said, Dad, what do you think about Ralph Nader as a president? My father looked at me like it was out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't discuss that anymore. But that, I mean, that's where but they have not... Most of them have had no consequences to their behavior growing up. They probably had parents too busy. I don't know. But they've been taught that this country sucks. Yet they want to open the borders so that everybody who lives in a different hellhole can come here and become part of this one.
Absolutely.
And they don't allow for any other message on campus. They won't let conservative groups come in.
And what are they afraid of? You know, years and years ago...
Losing the argument quickly.
Years and years ago, I understood that we can no more think alike than we look alike.
Right.
And over the years, I had friends who had different political views to me, and we were still friends.
Yes.
Now you can't be friends if you have an opposing viewpoint. They're not going to have anything to do with you. They're going to malign you. They're going to talk, you know...
I actually had a serious relationship, lady... Larry, with a lady.
Larry, lady. A lady!
Who really thought that Michael Dukakis was a great presidential candidate.
Oh.
But that wasn't crazy enough for us to, you know, like...
No, I mean, I've had friends that we were on the opposite sides, but they were my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you allow people the room to believe, have their beliefs, you know, and, you know, you can still get, we can still exist together.
But this rampant, and look at the mayors that are running these towns that are burning Seattle. They lost a $1 billion company in Seattle today. Because they were headquartered in the CHOP or whatever it's called,
right.
And they're moving. They've already announced they're moving to Camelback, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Do you blame them?
Not at all.
I don't.
No, and every city needs to be cognizant of that. You lose your tax base. You lose your job providers when they've had enough. And I don't doubt for a second that company probably is led by some liberal thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you lose that audience when you start destroying their property. Mm-hmm. It is 4:17. One man who has been a hero to many throughout this pandemic is the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams and Adams Motorsports. They're on the bypass where fun awaits in all different types of forms. For example, when people, you know, during the lockdown especially, they got very busy with folks that wanted to do something, go somewhere where, you know, they weren't dealing with masks and stuck inside. It's natural to want to be out. But jet skis, they were flying out of Adams Motorsports. Off-road products, Polaris products made right here in Alabama were huge. Kawasaki's done some amazing rebates and deals on their product line for off-road fun. And, of course, for on-road, Kawasaki and Suzuki motorcycles and the great Kymco scooter, which ekes about, 100-plus miles out of every gallon of gas you put into it. They can take you out, get you into the fresh air and away from it all, at least for a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
So when you're ready for some real fun, all the manufacturers that sell their products through Adams Motorsports, buy down the credit standards so you can get super low rates to get the products you want. Stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com. Eric, give me about 3 minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police are offering a reward for information in an unsolved murder. They're looking for 4 people wanted for questioning in the murder of 27-year-old LaQuentin Brown. Brown was shot and killed in the 4700 block of Parktown Way last July. A $2,500 reward is now being offered for information in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A trial date has been set for the teen charged in the crash that killed voice of the Auburn Tigers Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula. The court date for Johnston Edward Taylor to appear is set for November 2nd at 8:30 in the morning at the Lee County Justice Center. Alabama's runoff election is set for 3 weeks from today, and Secretary of State John Merrill says he expects it to go smoothly. He says steps are being taken to make sure voters as well as poll workers will be safe. You still have 16 days to request absentee ballots for the July 14th runoff election. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top 4 synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, "Man, I live such a life of normal." What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us,
Nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Switch to WOW. Super fast internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at wowway.com.
As always, this show has had some great virtual producers. So you heard me mention the thing about nothing to be proud of, Rusty?
Right.
Here it is. Somebody sent it.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was about the best thing in the world. Yeah. When I was a boy, just about every summer we'd take a vacation. And you know, in 18 years, we never had fun. Now I have my own family, and, well, we're on our own vacation. And you know something, Russ?
What that?
We're going to have fun.
Come on, I'm waiting for the wine, man.
We're going to have fun. Hey, don't let your mother smell that beer in your breath. She'll take it out on me.
Well, that wasn't it. I thought it was, but it's in that scene.
You know, those vacation movies, I always saw them on television where they'd been sanitized.
Yes.
I didn't realize the language. I was somewhere
the language in
one
the
day.
In the first one,
oh.
Beverly D'Angelo is topless in the shower.
It's amazing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing because I didn't, you know.
And there was no reason for them to go there. Those movies would have been fine without
that edge. They're funny without, if you watch the sanitized version on TV, it's very funny.
Yeah.
They don't need those.
All right, we have a couple of calls. Larry Stevens in the house at 423. Traffic and weather together in just a moment. Here is Eric.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Hey, Greg, your conversation with Ken brought up something I've been trying to point out, and that is someone else's experience is more valuable and more important than your own. Why don't they value what you've been through as much as what they've been through and come together and meet in the middle?
I just feel like I have seen tremendous change from what I witnessed as a kid. Enormous change. But one Absolutely. Thing that has not changed are the killing fields of Chicago. That's, you know, the same. I looked at the story of the weekend death. I mean, Larry, 102 people shot.
It's amazing.
14 dead, 3 minors. Mm-hmm. And every single address that was given in conjunction with that story, it was happening 50 years ago. This is where, but nobody wants to talk about the lack of progress there. I've seen a lot of changes in people, but
to
say there's been none
is
a seriously ignorant comment.
I just don't understand why somebody else's opinion is more valuable than my own.
I listen to everybody. I've had my mind changed on this show, often by Rosie, with one look.
She can straighten you out fast.
She's got this eye thing.
Oh, I know.
And
he calls it the fish eye.
Hey, Larry, thanks for all your years in radio. I grew up listening to you, so I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you a lot. Those were fun years, and they went much too fast.
That's
right. Yeah, Y102 was the one that was the radio station back in the day.
Yeah, I got a.
Eric, thanks for the call.
I got a something on. A friend sent me a thing on Facebook the other day. I get this quite often. Somebody wanted to, send me a friend request, and then they would shoot me back a message about what I had said or what I had done. One guy, how his mother brought him to the radio station. He got to meet me, and I gave him something, and it was the highlight. And so, I hear these stories all the time, and it's humbling. I mean, it's humbling that people remember something I did, 45 years ago.
Yes.
And 45 years ago or 30 years ago, how I touched somebody's life by doing what I did. And you're doing the same thing today, I think, down the road. Of course, you got a later start. I was just a kid when I came here, so you'll be dead in 45 years. But
there's a parallel, though, between The Miami experience for me and coming here, and I want to share that with you in a minute. We've got to get some traffic and weather on real quick, and then we're back. Larry Stevens in the house. Robert, please hold your position.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have a very busy boulevard this afternoon. A lot of congestion east-south boulevard from Norman Bridge to the Troy Highway. Congestion on Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway and Wears Ferry Road. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. The 31s are all busy outbound at this time, and no accidents into us to pass along to you. Midtown Plaza is open for business. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
No doubt about it, it is thunderstorm season in Alabama, and the radar is going to be very active through much of the week. Showers and thunderstorms will be in generous supply well into the nighttime hours tonight before fading out. Overnight low temperature drops to below 70s. Tomorrow and Thursday will do it again. More of the same. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. A couple of stronger storms not out of the question, especially afternoon and evening. Tropical downpours, low to mid 80s for highs tomorrow and Thursday, and not as many storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is actually lifted from Good Housekeeping Magazine in 1955 on how to be a good wife.
Oh.
But it's been revoiced for contemporary times.
Here's another real tip on how to be a good wife from Housekeeping Monthly Magazine in 1955.
Prepare your children. Take a few minutes to wash their hands and faces and comb their hair. Minimize all noise. At the time of your husband's arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer, or vacuum. And try to encourage your children to be quiet.
How far we've come since 1955. Now we're working women, completely equal to men. Join us next time for more outdated tips from 1955 on how to be a good wife.
So nothing's changed since 1955, right? Tell me about it.
Listen, I lived through the, grew up in the 50s and 60s, and I've seen change over the years. Are we where we need to be? And obviously, you can always grow as a nation. You can grow as an individual, and we should be growing.
When you're green, you'll grow, and when you're ripe, you'll rot.
Yeah.
And we can never afford to feel ripe, but that's what Ronald Reagan warned us, because our freedom is always just a generation away. And when you see people buying into the socialism, communism concepts, that should scare the bejeebers out of everybody. As we welcome Robert to the phone.
Yes, Greg.
Sir.
I'm on Interstate 65 headed to Birmingham, and I just saw two of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen. One of them's got a sign that says, "Go to church or the devil will get you."
Oh, yeah.
I think that's great. And then the other one's a big old Confederate flag flying on the opposite side of the highway. Have you ever seen that flag?
Every time I go
I've
to
Birmingham.
I've
seen it several times.
Yeah.
And I think what drives a lot of people crazy about the flag is it's on private property and they can't do anything about it. It's
do you think they'll try to pull it down, Larry?
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, look, my whole thing at the bottom line on all of this stuff is if you can't walk past a statue without going into a mental collapse, you've got much bigger problems than statues. And
well,
they're all there to teach. Have you ever, one of the great little learning moments I had, there's a cemetery in Union Springs that apparently was a Confederate burial ground. It was amazing. The soldiers would tear down their headstones because they fought for the wrong side or they fought for the Confederate. I mean, this is the whole thing that's insane. They're digging up dead Confederate officers that were buried with honors in Missouri.
Unbelievable.
Somebody got triggered. This is nuts.
But, you know, Joe Hagler said this week, he's from Union Springs, and they use Dixie Electric. I wonder if they're going to change the name from Dixie Electric to something else.
Well, Lady Antebellum changed their name.
Unbelievable. I won't. Yeah. And I've got one of their CDs. I'll never buy it again.
Well,
thanks for the call.
I agree. Lunacy. It's lunacy.
I honestly think this, and stop with calling them protesters, Fox News. I mean, we were around for the King assassination and the riots that followed that. And they went on for 2-3 days or whatever, but the mayor's eventually, got it settled. This is 3 weeks. This isn't Martin Luther King they're protesting about.
No, I think we're way past this is, Mr. Floyd. We're way past anything
way
there.
Past.
This is anarchy. It's taken on a life of its own. They've forgotten all of that.
And I honestly think the whole effort is to see how far can we push the chicken crap establishment into accommodating our wish list.
Right.
And you know what? If they did every single thing, they'd still be little miserable protesters. It's 4:33 right back.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe. And when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a pretty bad accident on Taylor Road at I-85. There is a lot of congestion around the entrance to East Chase, and things are backing up on Taylor Road heading up to I-85. Around the boulevard right now, we've got a lot of congestion, especially East-South Boulevard at Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Right now, you can get $1,200 bonuses on anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose your vehicle and save $1,200 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
He does.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is June 23rd. Let it go day. Let it go. Let it go. Am I ever sick of that song? And that's the first thing I'm going to let go of on Let It Go Day.
All right. There's some people that could actually use that advice in a very practical sense. Not much in the way of storm so far this afternoon.
I was hoping for some rain.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do, Larry? Before the hour's up, I'm going to go downstairs and check. Maybe the radar is not telling me everything.
Maybe, yeah. Let me hit something real fast. One of the reasons I came in, I'll just make it quick.
Yeah.
July the 2nd, the lovely village of Wetumpka, we're going to have a farmer's market starting at 3 in the afternoon until about 7 or 8 that night. It's going to be in what they call a Merchant's Alley. It's up near the river around where Coach's Corner, up sort of through there. And at last count, we had 20-some vendors already that have signed up to be there.
Cool.
All the shops are going to be open late. With sidewalk sales, all the restaurants, Wetumpka always, and I've moved my office up there.
Yeah.
Just before the big shutdown, I love being downtown. I'm just over the chamber, and I got a wonderful view. I can see the bridge, and all of the downtown area. But I just want to invite people up that day. It's just trying to get back and do some real things again, and have. Just have some fun. We wanted to do a couple of other things. They didn't work out largely because of the current situation. But it'll be July the 2nd, starting at 3 in the afternoon, and then all through downtown, there'll be sidewalk sale and all the shops. And if you've not been there,
there's
a ton
of
shops there.
You should have heard the excitement when I mentioned that Roz and I were looking at a house up there. Said everybody in Wetumpka.
Really? No, they love you up there.
All right, here it is. This is breaking news, friends. This is from AL.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
AL.com reports noose found in Bubba Wallace's garage was garage pulled. Had been there since 2019. So here we go again. Another Jussie Smollett.
It wasn't a noose at all.
No, it was a pull down. It looks like one, but it's so small, there isn't a whole lot you could hang.
And that was on AL.com.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So it's gone from rumor and speculation to credible news sites. So let's cut the crap, and I'd like to see how they're going to walk this back, Mr. Wallace, because you got to be responsible for the people on your team that found it and started this whole simus. D-Nice.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm happy because I've got one of my best friends in the studio, and Rosie's here keeping me,
Well, you guys are keeping us sane, so I appreciate it. But, hey, you had a caller earlier, and he said that there hasn't been any progress, or he doesn't see any progress. I was born in the early 60s. My mother was born and raised in Compton, California.
Oh.
I was raised to see everybody as a human being, not any color. She's actually American Indian herself. So, I mean, we were raised completely different. But back then, you had to go in a separate entrance to the theater. You had different drinking fountains. You couldn't eat in a restaurant together with white people. Blacks were not allowed to do those things. What do you mean there's no progress? What kind of progress do they want?
Let me give you one quick example. As I've said 1,000 times, Chicago was the only thing Chicago didn't have was separate water fountains.
Yep.
There was so much fear. And from Western Avenue, which is a thoroughfare that really cuts through the whole length of the city from the far north side to the south side. It was black on one side and white on the other. That's what I saw growing up. And what, you know, what we heard as kids, we can't have a family buying a house in our neighborhood that's not like us. That's what we heard as kids. Now, if I bought into that, if I accepted that, if I had not chosen a different mindset, why would I be living as a minority in my own neighborhood where I'm very comfortable? We have wonderful neighbors.
Can't have.
And I don't look at anybody with color first. The people that are always raising the hell have that issue.
You know, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with, and, you know, for all these years, the Democratic Party has been leading them, but continually telling them that they are victims, that this is a racist country. And if you continue telling a person over and over and over that they're a victim, that people are racist and they're going to hate them simply because of the color of their skin,
you look at these rotting cities across America, they're all run by Democrats. Progress, they're all run by black Democratic mayors, black police chiefs, Chicago, and so many others. Seattle. These are blacks in position of power. What are they doing? You know, in Baltimore, their last two black female mayors have gone to jail.
And they keep wanting the people to get out there and to destroy, and they're inciting the riots themselves. They're allowing their police departments to be torn apart and destroyed and dismantling them and allowing people to run ragged. How are we supposed to keep a country like this?
Your call was great. Your points are cogent. And I got to run along, 4:43. You know, for those who thought, and there was certainly a hope, that Barack Obama's election would prove, finally, that even the highest office in the land can be anybody's if they work hard and get it.
I saw a greater divide, though, happen during his administration between black and white.
That was him. Making issues out of...
I moved here in 69. The Selma to Montgomery March was 65. Mm-hmm. And so I came at the tail end of that, and Montgomery was just coming out of all of that still.
Right.
You know, not too long ago, I had the opportunity to be in downtown Montgomery one morning with Sarah. I think we were meeting our granddaughter on a school trip. She was taking a little, you know, going through some of the different, you know, buildings downtown, mm-hmm. You know, on a field trip. And we're going down the street, and virtually everybody we passed said good morning and spoke.
Yeah.
And it was both black and white. I mean, everybody was cordial. Everybody was speaking. I think these leaders would get out and just let people be people, we'll get along.
They are not interested in that.
They don't want that.
It does not serve
their
political purpose.
They got to stir it up. And by the way,
that's what Obama did.
Jennifer Davis Gibson is listening, and she told me to keep you calm. I told her that's a heavy lift. That's almost impossible. You know, Jennifer is from my hometown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she lives in Pratt, Vegas, but she and her family are up there, and they know where I'm. You know, talk about white privilege. My white privilege was living in a house with no plumbing and a coal stove to heat it, you know, and a family that eked out a living by digging coal out of the side of a mountain making $50 a week.
Hey, when I drank my way into the gutter, it didn't do me much good. You know, I had to do what was required to get where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
There was no negotiating. There was no shortcut. And... honestly, I qualified for no help because I didn't fit any of the criterion for welfare or any of the other stuff in South Florida. Uh-huh. So I learned to live on $2 an hour.
Stirred the phones up anyway.
Well, yeah, they're all lit. Unfortunately, we got to take this break. We don't have a lot of time left this hour.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No doubt about it. It is thunderstorm season in Alabama, and the radar is going to be very active through much of the week.
Showers and thunderstorms will be in generous supply well into the nighttime hours tonight before fading out. Overnight low temperature drops to below 70s. Tomorrow and Thursday will do it again. More of the same. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. A couple of stronger storms not out of the question, especially afternoon and evening. Tropical downpours, low to mid 80s for highs tomorrow and Thursday, and not as many storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at MyStark.com.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hot time getting real sweaty. Man, it reeks under my armpit. Hot time getting real sweaty. Smell like a litter box used by your kitty. All my friends, they run from my scent. I guess I should have used deodorant. They sweat, you know, and I get a case of bad B.O. When the temperature goes up, I get my skunk flat on his butt. When it's hot, well, you know it's a fact. Every fly I'm gonna attract in the summer, I get sweaty. In the summer, I get sweaty.
Not much in the way of rain relief. Now, here's the deal. Larry Stevens is in the house at 448. We got all five lines lit. We're going to take them in sequence, and everybody gets a minute, and I'm going to enforce it. Okay, I don't like to, you know, I'm not big on enforcement.
I know, you're not all that heavy-handed, but you may have to be here.
But I just need everybody to make their points quickly, starting with Ben.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Mr. Stevens, I called to thank you for giving my son the opportunity. It's been literally years ago, but you gave my son the opportunity to intern for you and your fine daughter, and he really learned a lot, and I appreciate you giving him that opportunity.
What was his first name?
Kyle.
Yeah. Great
He's
kid.
31 years old now. It's been a while, you know, but better late than never. But I just wanted to call.
If I remember correctly, he actually landed a client for us.
Oh, he did.
if I'm remembering correctly, was he into soccer?
No, but football. He is a big Miami fan.
It seemed like that he did a bunch of research. I let him do it, and we actually got the account, so.
Yeah, great guy. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ben.
Take care. Let's go to William B.
Good afternoon. How's everybody today?
Good.
You were talking about that thing going on in Wetumpka. You said that was in the area of Coach's Corner, down around in there, that farmer's market thing?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. They call it Merchant's Alley. It's down in that direction, yeah.
I believe you can check with Rusty on this, because his memory about downtown Wetumpka is better than mine when we were kids. But I believe when we were kids, that actually was the farmer's market in that area. It was
it very well
a pretty
could
big
be.
Market.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But Yeah, and you were talking about no indoor plumbing and stuff when you were a kid. Yeah, I can relate to that, too.
Yeah, and when it was like 5 degrees outside.
that was take care of business quick, you know. But yeah. And the drinking fountains, I remember one in Wetumpka. I believe it was the Dairy Delight. These two water fountains were on the outside of the building, and one was for blacks and one was for whites. But, you know, the water tasted the same out of both.
Yeah. I'm glad we moved past all that stuff. I really am, but you know. Anyway, all right. Well, thanks for checking in with us.
Yes.
Yeah. See ya,
Rosie. Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I'll make it quick. This is not political. Just a normal, curious question. Larry Stevens, were you disc jockeying back in 1971 in Montgomery?
I was.
Yeah, I remember hearing you. And it's funny, my uncle used to come through here all the time, and I remember your voice. You have such a distinctive disc jockey voice.
Yes, he does.
Radio voice. And it was funny, and the thing I was going to bring up is two things in common. I heard Greg Budell when he was in Chicago, and I heard you in Montgomery. Now, it was probably years apart, but not that far apart.
Well, and the thing about Greg, I think Greg, you know, what he did on the radio back in those years was very much kind of radio that we were doing back in those days.
Yes.
And, you know, we had the Bigger Than Life morning shows. But, yeah, I came in 69, so I'd in 71, yeah. I would have been here about 2 years.
You were just a year or two ahead of me.
You have a distinctive voice. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I said, God blessed me with an ability to be able to make a living without actually having to work. Yeah, I mean, radio was so much fun. I mean, where do you get to sit in climate control room and have fun with a bunch of your friends and play your favorite music? And
it's a great
I mean it's great, and I really felt blessed having had that career.
I think having graduated from music to doing this is rock talk, whatever you want to hear. This is sort of a hybrid,
which, you know, a talk radio back in those days never got much traction for whatever reason. Talk stations,
you know,
were
it was boring.
A novelty it was, and today, you know, people love talk radio and listen to it. And when I'm traveling, that's what I'm looking for.
Used to have Larry King on driving into work in the 80s on the Mutual Network. And there's a notorious tape of him falling asleep on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, Sling Blade, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Sandy.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Sandy.
I had a new client today, and she found my ad in Boom. She and her husband always read Boom primarily for your column.
Well,
I think she owes you some money.
and just they listen as often as they can to your show, and she just, that's why they get Boom. So there you are.
I am very thrilled to hear this. You know, I always, whenever somebody sends me a note about a column or something I wrote, that reaches me in a different way, because writing was my first love. And my favorite gig, I just had a chance to say this online the other day to my boss from my last tour in South Florida. It was a news gig, and I had to write top 5 stories fresh, rewrite every 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, but he let me put my stamp on it. So I studied Norm Macdonald and Dennis Miller from SNL with the Weekend Updates to get a rhythm going and to come up with ideas to make the stories entertaining. And it worked, because when I walked out of there, it wasn't the 50 shares you got here, Larry, but we were cumming 1.24 million people a week.
That's what that means. That's a lot of people.
That is. It's, and I was very proud of that.
Yeah.
That was my Miami hurrah. I'm so glad, Sandy, and I hope to keep producing, helping Boom produce results for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Take care. And we're going to get them all in, Fred.
Hey, Lee, what's going on, buddy?
Same stuff, just different day. You know.
I hear you. I've called a few times bringing up the magic market down there by the gate, back gate of Gunner, standing in the cooler because it was so hot in the building.
Yeah.
Greg, I was listening just for fun to Trump today. today and last night, but about the Andrew Jackson statue and all that.
Yeah.
And I heard everything that he said. Then, for some reason, I put CNN on for a minute, and that woman, all they kept playing was him talking about thugs and vandals and this, that, and the other. Well, he also spoke about the peaceful people, that you know, the ones that are out there just, you know, trying to get their voice heard or whatever. He wasn't lumping everybody in together, but that's just what they do, and it's so sad. Because people don't want to watch him when he speaks, and they just believe whatever, you know, MSNBC and them tell them, you know.
That's pretty sad.
And it causes much more of a rift, in my opinion.
We need more thought radio and less talk radio.
And true journalists.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Fred. Wow.
I ended up on a CNN site the other day. I just went over there. I can't remember how I hit it, because I normally won't. I thought, I can't believe what I was reading. You know, I mean, I just couldn't believe. Fox to me has taken a turn that I haven't cared for too much. But when I go over there and see, Fox is almost radically right-wing compared to those people.
Yeah, Trump retweeted a brilliant clip that illustrates what CNN and MSLSD do. And what you see at the beginning of the clip is a little white toddler chasing a little black toddler down the street. And the Chiron headline at the bottom says, "Racist toddler terrorizes black toddler." But when you see the whole clip, this is after the two had already run into each other.
And hugged each other. Yeah, there's more to it.
But that's what they do all the time.
It's like the kid from Kentucky. You know, they showed us wanted us to see.
Yeah.
And then when you see the entire clip, it's completely different.
It's, at least he's getting millions and millions of dollars.
Good for him.
For his
he deserves it.
Absolutely. Bankrupt those people.
People.
Rosie.
Yeah, I know.
457. I promised I would tell you the number. Last year, the May-June billing period with Alabama Power and Light was $540. I'll never forget when I got that bill.
I'm shocked.
I said, did I call Clark's and do the right thing and have them say, hey, maybe my system?
No.
No, I didn't.
No.
I mean, because...
what a dumbass.
Well, that's what I felt like when I finally did get them out and learned that my system was clogged up with grass, dirty. It was running at about 10% efficiency. So we went from $540 down to $370 over two billing periods. And this year... I learned from my mistakes. Clark's out early. First electric bill of the summer, $350, $360, something like that. But almost $200 less than a year ago for the same time. So it does make a difference when you're a Clark's Club member. You get two tune-ups to your system in front of each weather system to guarantee a priority service if something breaks. And they're there for any plumbing needs you might have as well. And their plumbers are talented guys, man. They're just amazing. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people you will really like, can I fix you a sandwich? Yeah, you want to stay for dinner? That's how nice they are. Try ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Call them direct to 277-2125. Traffic, Fox News, and then we're back with Larry Stevens, Brett McDonald. The market's looking good. There's some good news out there, folks.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a